This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today asserted that the abeyance of the Indus Waters Treaty will greatly benefit the farmers of Rajasthan, Haryana, Punjab and some parts of Himachal Pradesh. The minister said this while interacting with the different groups of farmers in New Delhi from across the country. Mr. Chauhan emphasized that a comprehensive strategy on the utilization of this water will be made in the future to ensure maximum benefit for all. Mr. Chauhan called the suspension of the Indus Water Treaty a historic decision. He said providing water to Pakistan is unjust to the Indian farmers.
बगलिहार एक परियोजना है जिससे पाकिस्तान गाद नहीं निकालने दे रहा था हमें जो मिट्टी जमा हो जाती बांध भर जाते हैं इसी समझौते का बहाना बना के लेकिन अब सलाल बांध और बगलिहार बांध दोनों से पानी निकाल के हमने गाद निकालने का काम शुरू कर दिया पाक धारदागिरी करता था सिंधु जल समझौता है गाद भी नहीं निकालने देंगे अब गाद तो क्या एक बूंद नहीं छोड़ेंगे हमारे चार पांच राज्य हैं जम्मू कश्मीर से लेके राजस्थान हरियाणा पंजाब हिमाचल का भी कुछ हिस्सा आएगा सारी संभावनाओं पर विचार करेंगे और कैसे भारत के किसानों के हक में हित में इस पानी का उपयोग किया जाए उसकी योजना बनाई जाएगी.
The union minister also interacted with the representatives of the farmers' groups and took their suggestions over the Indus Waters Treaty. Addressing a press conference, Mr. Chauhan said that a nationwide campaign, Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan, will be launched from the 29th of this month and will continue until the 12th of June. The campaign aims to create awareness among farmers about modern technology and new seed varieties. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri is briefing the Parliamentary Standing Committee on the current foreign policy developments regarding India and Pakistan. He is expected to brief the committee, headed by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor, on Operation Sindoor and the subsequent ceasefire announcement with Pakistan. Union Minister Prahlad Joshi today accused the leader of opposition, Rahul Gandhi, of disrespecting the armed forces through his comments on Operation Sindoor. In a social media post, Mr. Joshi said, Mr. Gandhi continues to disrespect the nation's armed forces despite clear statements from the Indian Air Force and External Affairs Ministry confirming there were no asset losses in the operation. The minister alleged that the senior Congress leader misquoted the MEA, even though the DGMO clarified earlier. Another union minister, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, also attacked Mr. Gandhi over the issue. In the morning, Mr. Gandhi had questioned External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar over Operation Sindoor. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi today visited Longewala in Rajasthan in the forward areas of the Konark Corps in the desert sector. During his interaction with soldiers of the Konark Corps, the Army Chief congratulated the troops for their exemplary role during Operation Sindoor. He also reviewed the joint actions taken in coordination with the Indian Air Force and the Border Security Force. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today launched the new Overseas Citizen of India OCI portal in New Delhi. The portal has been started to address existing shortcomings and enhance the user experience. The Ministry of Home Affairs said that the new OCI portal has been developed in light of significant technological advancements over the past decade and the feedback received from the OCI card holders. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held a meeting with strategic experts at The Hague in the Netherlands this morning. In a social media post after the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar said he had a good exchange of views with the experts. He said they discussed why India and the Netherlands and the European Union should engage more deeply in an era of multipolarity and strategic autonomy. The United Kingdom and European Union have reached a deal on food, fishing access, defence and UK travellers access to e-gates. At a summit in London today, the new deal includes the announcement of a new security and defence partnership. In Bengaluru, overnight rain has inundated several parts of the city, causing one death. The 35-year-old woman died due to the wall collapse over her in Whitefield. The BCCI Secretary Devajit Saikia said today that any matter related to participation in events of the Asian Cricket Council ACC has not come up for discussion at any level. He added that any news or reports on the subject are purely speculative and imaginary in nature. And that is the end of this news bulletin.